Psalm 24, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. This psalm was likely a song written to celebrate the entrance of the Ark into Jerusalem. The Ark was where the Ten Commandments and other artifacts of historical import were housed and was a symbol of God's actual presence among his people. This psalm glories in the fact that the Lord created the cosmos and rules over it, and yet comes down to his people and lives among them because of his covenant with them. This remarkable paradox, that God is infinitely great and powerful, yet delights to stoop to meet needy people, resounds throughout the Bible. The ultimate proof that this is who God is comes to us in the gospel. For in the fullness of time, the high and lofty God came near to his people, tangibly near, in flesh and blood. The ark that David brought into Jerusalem was a box containing the presence of God. The son of David who came to Jerusalem was a man who himself was the presence of God. Although God the Son enjoyed eternal glory in the presence of his Father, he drew near to needy sinners in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the true King of glory, who will come at the end of history to establish his eternal kingdom on earth.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.